and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Tuluga.
Roger playing Iron Deer.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Including?
Bitch.
New favorite character.
And Eric's here, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's still here.
He got to hear all the hilarious Petch talk.
Yeah. That is the hardest I've ever laughed doing this show. I don't know why.
Rules. He's so agreeable.
Every time I think I've come up with, like, my favorite NPC, like, a new one rolls in and just takes the spot. And just, like, a little, like, Earth Genasi working at, like, a 7-Eleven to me was a perfect character to plop in the middle of this hellscape.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I know. It's like a fucking demon, horrible sandstorm, like just the worst place imaginable. And then he's just got like his 7-Eleven. And he's just got like a broken hot dog fucking roller.
Yeah, he's just trying his best.
just trying to get employees.
Trying his best. Oh, well, man, I'm the boss.
I just like the idea of like...
He's definitely high.
Yeah, and like, you know, he's a druid. Like, I kind of feel like it kind of comes with the territory of playing one.
There was like a slight sadness to the voice.
Well, he's all alone.
He just hangs out with earth elementals all day.
Does
he want to work here?
He wants like someone to work with him. He's like alone there.
He's like, oh no, they filled out applications. And they work here.
Well, that was the whole thing too. Was like, I wanted there to be like it's like the thing with Soul
Coins. You want W-2s?
Well, it was like, the thing with Soul Coins is they do make, like, it's such a big thing to add into world building where it's like, okay, so all death here, like, turns into coins that fuel everything. And I was like, there's going to be an alternative fuel source people that don't want to murder. So I was like, oh, yeah, there's like druids trying to get all this fucking dread fuel out of the ground that's been seeping in there. Like,
they just get it up.
Pull it up.
So, yeah, there's like... oil fields, basically, that he's earth elementals help him kind of like clean up, and then they sell the oil off. But also just the idea of like a 7-Eleven in fantasy setting is very funny to me. And I also was like, I was trying to think of like a fantasy video game, but then I was like, it's actually just funnier if it's FIFA. that just made me laugh way too hard in my own head.
So funny.
So stupid.
Everyone loves FIFA.
Yeah, it's a way to appeal to the national audience.
That's true. I'm trying to like really spread the brand out, you know?
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Is his apartment actually nice?
It's so nice.
Nice.
He's got a wicked nice apartment.
I believe the marble countertops. He is an Earth Genasi.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
the
like
couch,
a really
I don't believe.
Well, nice furnished apartment. It's great.
He is the boss, though.
Yeah. I think I'm always afraid when we do this show that I'm going to run out of dumb accents. And then I just like think of people I've worked with and then just copy their accents. Or I've been watching 90 Day Fiance, which is just full of the most insane accents you've ever heard. So that also helps. But yeah, that's Petch.
Petch rules.
That's great.
He's great.
The bone dragon fight, I knew would be a blowout.
Stinks that you had those keys. I was going to ram the truck right into the sandworm.
I'm glad I didn't let you do that.
Why? It does a lot of damage.
Yeah, it does do a lot of damage.
It does like 3d10.
Yeah, but he did like fucking 100 damage by himself.
I know, that was bonkers.
Like easily.
The nat 20 really is what kind of like, it turned that from like a two or three round fight into a one round fight. Yeah. I mean, that was only a challenge rating 6 monster. It was really just there as like an environmental hazard more than anything. Mm. But I knew you guys were a little low on resources. So it was just kind of me taking a couple more before the day was over. But boy, howdy. Fun one.
That was a long day for the...
I know, right? They woke up, had like a weird breakfast with like a vulture fish egg, and then like got attacked by raiders.
Yep.
And
paralyzed,
sandstorm. Yeah, multiple sandstorm. People paralyzed, almost kidnapped.
Yep.
Whipped by sand.
Yeah. Diseased bone crabs.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Oh yeah, no, you do.
I got fully paralyzed. I got prepared.
I know.
Can I go to bed now?
Yes, you guys can take a long rest at Petch's apartment.
Woohoo! Long rest?
Long rest.
Oh, we can take an 8 hours, baby.
Yeah.
I need those spell slots.
I thought it'd be really funny if like some of you guys slept in the truck, assuming that the apartment would be really shitty, and then those of you that were in the apartment were having like a great time.
Yeah. Glizzies and big slurp for days.
Yeah, big slurp.
That blueberry.
Blueberry,
yep. I love that. I like forgot about how business mind oriented you guys are. So when I realized, I was like, oh shit, yeah, they're going to try to take over this business and sell tacos out of it. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's 50-50 split. And he's really twisting our arm, making us take that gas.
If it's not property agreements, it's small business ownership.
Yeah. A lot going on. You guys are so savvy for adventurers. It's a lot.
Got to fund this organization somehow. Yeah,
and you guys can also add one more follower to your Bleebly account.
Already did it.
Okay.
So 961?
This is how you sow the beginnings of like a religion. Like I was saying earlier, like you know, the taco place would be like Chick-fil-A later on.
Totally. Totally.
My pleasure.
This is so dumb. That was like I was laughing so hard. I was like, I don't know if I can get through this. Like, do we need to take a break? Because it's also these days where we record a bunch of episodes in a row.
We're getting loopy.
We get wicked slap. That's going to be a third or fourth.
Oh, yeah. A nightmare to edit.
I'm sure.
Absolute nightmare.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, think to some of these like really role play heavy episodes. I was like, I don't even know what music I'm going to put behind this. Like, what are we going to like? I only have so many like lighthearted, whimsical tunes in the folder. So we'll see. I hope that came out fine. It's also one of those things where it's like, we're laughing mad hard, but I'm like, will that actually be funny?
Like, probably not. Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, these guys are idiots.
Just because they said laugh should make me laugh? Fuck no.
This is like,
and I was folded over.
Yeah, that was.
I think Harut laughing made me laugh more. Just, it was fucking destroying him. And
I was trying real hard not to come through
on you. You hit me with a stupid accent and some funny words. I'm done.
Dude, him fucking up Iron Deer's name repeatedly.
I'm a sucker for those kind of jokes.
I know, it's so dumb.
Okay, Arnold.
When you told me to say it again,
say it again.
Say it again.
A reindeer. Ah, a reindeer.
Arnold.
Oh, you're learning. Thank you. All right, Andy.
So dumb.
Best rules.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We just got to go wet up his oil fields.
Yeah.
Can't get this fuel.
He was like so excited when he said that. It's like, oh yeah, it's so dry.
Yeah, he brings the wet. It's right in the pamphlet.
Yeah,
I could create and destroy water before we go to bed.
I don't want to search his apartment.
Why not?
Fill his tub.
You could take a bath in God knows how long.
Does he take a bath? He's rock.
Yeah,
isn't he?
He's earth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's earth. That's right.
Yeah. I thought
it's not fire.
This isn't Pokemon. He's not going to die if he comes in.
Ow! He's weak to it.
I always like...
eroding me.
I like having every character you guys interact with be so confused by meeting you at first. But I wanted to be like, this guy would be confused by anyone. It's not just you guys. He's pretty easily confused.
What the hell are you doing out here?
Yeah. I was also... I didn't realize I would have to do... Reggie's voice as an earth elemental. That was weird. I was like, how would Reggie sound if you were rocks? So dumb. I was also super surprised you guys didn't bust out Cobbler, because
I thought that the entire time.
Yeah,
I was too distracted.
I know,
but
I know
you brought Petchum,
but he's not an earth elemental. He's a monstrosity.
Yeah, he was like a mimic brick.
Yeah, he was basically a cobble swarm.
Yeah, so.
And now he's a Graveler. Right?
Yeah, we skipped basically over Geodude. He got legs.
Yeah, he got legs now. he ate so much rock. So yeah,
he's maybe cleaning up the bag, you know.
Yeah,
we got so much dredge steel in there.
He's our stockroom boy.
Yeah. I love the idea of the bag of holding being a stockroom. It's very funny to me.
Do I have to make a roll to see if Cobbler eats any of the dredge steel in there?
No, he's pretty well trained at this point, you know? He's kind of like one of the team, you know? I wouldn't do it to you.
You don't get many opportunities to take him out, so.
Yeah, this is...
Maybe we'll let him hang out with fucking Petch while we're on our adventure.
He can't get the bonitis disease. He could probably hang around.
How do you know?
He has no bones!
Neither do I!
Yeah, but you get zomitis disease.
It's more like a fever, really, that makes you mad tired.
We don't want... Fever Cobbler.
Everyone sort of latched onto this bone thing.
I know.
It's not what it is.
Yeah.
Well, because you said it was like bone chill disease.
He said the word bone up front.
Yeah.
Will the earth elementals fix up the truck while we're there?
Oh yeah, you can have them do that too, because the truck is pretty damaged.
It's all banged
so.
Up. Careful, yeah. They are heavy handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a truck.
Yeah, I can handle it.
So would you say the truck's full health or no?
I'll say you can just put it to full health by the time you guys are driving it again.
The truck just fucking heal?
Passively?
We actually, just to make things easier, we can say that they're working on the truck while you guys go out to this oil field, that we don't have to drive it there. The terrain's...
Are we going to take the buggy?
You could... I mean, you guys, it's like a half day walking. So like, you could walk out there, no problem.
It's probably hot, though.
Yeah. it's gonna be hot anyway. You're fighting.
I'm 2 years old. Of course, I'm gonna complain.
It's gonna be a little fan in the truck in the cab somewhere. Yeah.
I mean, we could take the buggy and Gorpor.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
could probably make it out there with just those two things.
Yeah, because the buggy fits four.
I guess if we are taking the buggy, it's already gonna be loud, so we could take Gorpor.
Well, yeah, you could ride Gorpor, and then
lead the way.
Me, him, Reggie, and Glebnor can.
We'll have to leave the crabs and Luga behind.
Oh, crabs! God forbid.
Crabs aren't combat.
Yeah, they don't care about combat.
Yeah, they just want to fucking mooch.
So we'll leave Luga with Petch.
Did you work out any kind of fucking payment plan from these crabs? What do we get from them?
Did you get? You get to look at the
crabs? He gets.
They get their molts.
Yeah,
so I can work on a cure.
Oh boy!
And weaponize the disease.
I don't know how you guys are planning bioterrorism. I don't know.
Listen, no one has.
It's not that we are. He is.
First of all, no one here has checked in on Toluga's mental health.
And it's this slipping.
Oh my God.
And this spiral towards chaos he's been making.
Who the hell's the guy who wrote Da Vinci Code?
Fucking Dan Brown.
Brown. It's like a Dan Brown novel. This pope of this religion is becoming a bioterrorist.
Well, no one's checking up on how Toluga's doing, so he's just going down this dark path.
This is a dark path.
I have to start a war.
See, the thing is, none of us know that you're going down a path of bioterrorism because we can't understand that talk. So we can't check in on you because we don't know what's happening.
Learn crab. I don't know.
yeah.
Learn crab.
Yeah, I'll just take a feat that helps me in no way possible, just so I can listen to you in a crab's conversation for you to then say sidebar.
I wouldn't sidebar if I didn't know.
No, if I said, oh, I don't want you doing bioterrorism, and you'd be like, how do you know what we're saying? Respect the sidebar.
Well, I wouldn't have said sidebar at that point.
That's true.
So it wouldn't have.
Then every time after that, it would just be useless feat for me. I'd get one use.
You'd have to be careful because you'd have to pay extra attention if I did or didn't say sidebar to these guys.
What were you saying, Eric?
It's going to be a future that future of this religion that we keep thinking in season two. Instead of like a utopia, it's going to be fucking nobody left because of this.
Yeah,
crab disease.
Well, maybe someone calls Toluga's mom and be like, hey, your son's going crazy.
Somebody's going crazy. Bleagong is going crazy? How is Bleagong doing?
Bleagong's training with the other Kuotoa.
How's Frick doing?
Frick's doing as well as we can expect Frick to
How's
be doing.
How's Frick Spider doing?
Frick Spider's probably pretty big. I would imagine bigger than Luga because it was already pretty hefty and round when you left it.
Did you get the tip of the spear necklace yet?
Sure.
He's locked into it now.
Yeah, he's got the handprint on his chest and everything.
Yeah, they tattooed it on.
The end of this episode was cool. I was not expecting you guys to try to get back into Theo's dreamscape, kind of.
Well, I didn't like what happened there. So
yeah, I mean, you're in Magria, which is like...
I like how
that is his territory.
Toluga can astral project now.
I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted
the wiretap.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool to give.
Just hear faint buzzing.
That'd be cool to give Toluga a little insight into what's going on in Theo's mind.
That's the plope.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
As Theo's bestest friend.
True.
But yeah, it's spooky scary in there.
Yeah, that blood was gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Now back
is it
to
supposed
my hunch.
To come out of your mouth and eyes?
No.
Okay, it's the
it
same
was.
For me. I just wasn't sure for humans.
Okay, this is definitely bad then. All right.
Prince of the Red Wastes finally making a little mini appearance.
Yeah, he's kind of rude.
That's his name.
Yeah,
kind of a
strife. Yeah. not a good time.
No.
No, he's not cool.
No. He's pretty psyched you're here, though, now, Theo.
I don't think he was. If he was psyched, he wouldn't have fucking hurt me like that. You know, that hurt.
Knocked you out.
Yeah.
My uncle assaulted me. You know, it's,
I don't believe in family.
Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of people.
Fair.
Oh my god, dude!
I remember my
too real.
My uncle one time. I was.
Oh god!
No, hold on. We were camping, and he hucked me into a lake so hard, like I was like. We were like, you know, just playing by the shore, and he picked me up and threw me so far and so hard. I landed like a sack of bricks in the water. And I was just screaming, crying. And he was just like, what?
Like, he told me a baby.
He couldn't believe I was bothered by it. It like knocked the wind out of me immediately. I was like 9.
When you said hucked, all I thought was like someone running behind you and just Brock Lesnar suplex city throw you.
He like grabbed me under my chubby armpits and just threw me into a lake. Like as hard as he could. It's not great.
The kids don't like water these days.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
The hell?
And it's weird because he's such a gentle man with his children. I have no idea why he
was taking
like,
his aggressions out on you.
Yeah.
Shit out of you.
Yeah. So my wife won't let me hit them, but
no one says shit about Ryan.
He went right after me.
Well, with that story.
So strange.
It's a fun memory.
Yeah. You know, being a New England child. That's how things go. Well, so next one will be fun. We'll do you guys can save Petch's oil.
And get free gas that he's forcing onto us.
Yeah. Right.
And a membership card.
And a membership card that will get punched again the next day.
15%
Definitely
off.
Don't fill out that paperwork.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
It is legally binding.
We're already getting a pending fucking court case.
Yeah, what is this court system in Magria?
Magria has like a government and like its own, you know.
It does?
Yeah.
I mean, thought it was just like a wasteland. Yeah, I thought it was like a lawless land.
South Magria is.
South Magria is pretty bad.
Magria is.
But there's like, you know, there's a bunch of different like little nation states and kingdoms inside Magria. They all kind of hate each other and are mostly constantly either at war with each other or demon lords. So no one's really enforcing a lot of the small laws that we're kind of breaking here. But
so when we take out all the demon lords, we'll probably be looked at in a favorable light.
Yeah.
Well, in a court of law when we break some contracts.
There's one where we might not have to kill. Which I'm hoping.
Will you stop trying to befriend demons?
No, it's the spider one. I befriended like 466 of them.
It was more of an imprinting.
So I'm their dad.
I'm
a father to 466 spiders.
And you don't think that that's not going to be taken as a weird slight against the mistress of spiders?
Yeah.
I could do her job better.
Yeah, she's going to love that.
Definitely want to become friends.
Just walk in. Hey, look here. I can do it better than you, so you just get in line.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. I haven't really planned that.
We'll figure it out.
I'm honestly, I got a lot of vulture brain going right now.
Yeah, we're going to kill the shit out of that vulture. Me and Aaron Deere are on the same page for that guy.
He's getting slurped.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
What?
He's getting slurped by Glubnor.
Yeah, we're going to. Fucking slurp him right out
the big slurp.
We're gonna control all the vultures, and they're just gonna fly us to North Magria. What?
Yeah, and then once he's outused his usefulness, I'll slurp him into my jug.
I don't think that's how that's gonna work. That's not how that works at all.
We juice him, right?
Yeah, we just fucking spring him out. Right into the jug.
I don't know, man.
This got completely off the rails.
I don't know. I remember when I was coming up with this, I was like, in an ancient world. it's so funny. If you listen to like the very first episode of this, the like little intro thing, it sounds like it's going to be this really cool fantasy adventure. And then like within
7-Eleven,
within like two episodes, you guys are like, we're going to swindle the fish people into making a gun god. It's like completely off the rails immediately.
Hold on, he brings the way.
We've never gotten back on them. We've just been in complete...
I
nonsense
mean, to be fair, the opening
about?
Scene was
we were robbing Glenor a store.
Failing to unlock a door.
Yeah, it's rough.
And me failing to push him through a keyhole.
We've come so far.
Simpler times.
What episode would this be? 40-something?
This is 44? Yeah, 40 something.
Damn.
No, 45.
44 or 45.
This is 44.
No, because 42.
We finished two. We just recorded three. 42 was the truck combat.
Right. Then we've.
43 this is the wrap up of truck combat. This would be the third episode
today, so it would be.
44.
This would be 45.
This is 40.
Two, three, four.
I like that people at home are like, idiots. No, it says so right on my phone.
This is 45, I'm pretty sure.
42 comes out Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We wrapped up 43. You are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. Fools. What, am I the one who uploads it?
We are really cruising.
That's a tight crew.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels we're like nearing the halfway point, which feels pretty crazy. But
I don't really think it's halfway.
I don't think you're going to finish this in 100.
Right? Yeah.
It happened, buddy.
Guys, I got it. And it'd be fine. 100 would be so buttoned up, wouldn't it, though? Wouldn't it be nice?
It would, but how many
are you going
to
throw?
Like, you got to go to space.
No, there's so many demons that we have to kill. How many demons are you putting in front of me in one battle to kill?
And there's four, there's strife, war, and pestilence.
I know. You set up a fucking tiered system of enemies to kill.
It's fine. I know where they all, I know where they all are. I get them spread out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, so you have them spread out. There's
dripping palace that we have to get to.
It's going to take long to get there.
Honestly,
this switches to Shadow of the Colossus, where it's just boss fight, boss fight, boss fight, boss fight. We're, nothing in between.
The last 10 episodes is just boss rush.
Knowing that we have to go to the moon does stress me.
You forgot the moon could come to us.
It's fine. It'll be fine. Tight 100.
I got to figure out spaceship.
No fucking way we wrap this up in 100.
I know. Because we're getting to like episode 99 and you guys are like in like Aona's version of Walmart, like shopping. And I'm going to get nothing done.
I'm trying to set up regional distribution of tacos.
Yeah. Blee Blee branded jeans.
Hell yeah.
Like Ed Hardy with his face.
Just a embroidered gun on each pair.
Yeah, with like roses.
On each cheek.
Oh, yeah. Right on the cheek.
All right. Well, those will be in the merch stores, folks. So Mark, take us the fuck out. We got a whole other episode to do today.
Everybody, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Visit your local 7-Eleven. Befriend the clerk.
Take over their business.
Yeah. Try and set up some kind of 50-50 split on fucking food stuff. And as always, I got nothing. We're not going to lose anything. We're on the up. Awesome. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.